few minutes here. I just want to bring you up to date on a project that the Sheriff's Office undertook on behalf of all the law enforcement entities in Brazos County. As a result of the murder of the police officers in the city of Dallas in June of 2015, the last legislature funded a grant to the tune of $24 million that was accessible to law enforcement agencies throughout Brazos County, police departments, and the Sheriff's Office on behalf of the Constable's Offices, the County Attorney's Office, and the District Attorney's Office submitted the grant. And on behalf of all those, and it was in the guise of Lieutenant Sean McCarroll, who did all the work. So I wanted to drag him up here so he gets full credit for it. And as a result of that, Brazos County received right at $119,000 in funds that went towards the purchase of 130 plate carriers. And I want to just give you a quick demo on that. This is what a deputy sheriff or deputy constable typically wears under their shirt, which is sufficient to protect them from a pistol fire. This is what we call a plate carrier. Typically, there's a ceramic plate in here, so a responding officer would place this over the top of his existing body armor, would protect him or her from rifle rounds. Every first responder in Brazos County now has one of these. Even the county attorney has one in his office. The investigators in the county attorney's office and the district attorney's office keep those in there in the event that there's an active shooting event in the courtroom. So I'm quite proud of these guys for putting this together with state money, bringing it back to Brazos County. And then the court generously gave us $16,000 to purchase these trauma kits, blowout kit, self-aid buddy aid kit. And in here is a tourniquet, a compression bandage, anything to stop if a deputy experiences a bullet wound to their torso or their leg or their arms. They have everything they need in here to stop the bleeding. Questions?
How much do those two packs weigh when together?
This is what, 20 pounds, 25 pounds?
Actually, it's a little bit, probably 12 to 15, actually. It's
Yeah, it's probably 12 to 15 pounds.
Yes.
And the other
is not quite as heavy. More like 5 to 6 pounds, depending on how large you are.
Carrying an extra 20 pounds.
Yes.
In protection.
Yes.
Well, we're glad that you have it, and thank you for applying for the grant.
Well, we appreciate your support through all this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Want to keep our first responders safe.
Thank you, Sean, for serving all the paperwork to get all that done to you.